This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لأي يوم أجلت لأي for which يوم day أجلت it was postponed, it was delayed, it was deferred. أجل time, and تأجيل is to defer to a certain time. This question is being asked to show the enormity of that day. How serious is that day? That the messenger's time has arrived so that they will bear testimony. But how come all this did not happen yet? When is it supposed to happen? What is that appointed time? لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. The reason why this did not happen in the world is because this was scheduled for when? يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ, the day of judgment. What is it that you schedule? Ordinary day-to-day things? You schedule them? No. You know you're supposed to do them. You don't set a time for them. You just get them over with. But what is it that you schedule? Months in advance, days in advance. What? Something that is important. Something that is important. And because that is scheduled, it makes that day important also. So لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ, this shows the importance of the Day of Judgment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the coming of the prophets and bearing witness against their people, He scheduled that for the Day of Judgment, لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. He didn't just let it happen in the world, no. He set a date, a time for that, لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. And what is that day? The Day of Judgment. Fasl, fasad lam, is used for judgment, but it also means to separate. So it is the day of separation. The day when truth will be physically separated from falsehood. And the people of truth will also be physically separated from who? People of falsehood. لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. And what can make you know what is the day of Al-Fasl? You haven't seen anything like it. You haven't witnessed anything like it. In Surah Hud, ayah 103, Allah says, ذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوعٌ لَهُ النَّاسِ وَذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ. That is the day when all people will be gathered. Is there any day in this world, any important event when all of mankind is gathered together? No. No. You can see maybe even millions of people in one place, but it's what? Only a fraction of humanity. Only a fraction. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Allah says, woe that day is for who? لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, for those who deny. يَا حَسْرَتَهُمْ. That how terrible will their state be? How severe will their punishment be? What an evil return they will have. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, ayah 60, Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ يَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُعَدُونَ. That those who deny, there's a great punishment for them. When? The day, on the day that they have been promised. Why is such a great punishment for them? And why this threat of punishment? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed them. He sent messengers. He sent angels. He sent revelation. He sent signs in nature to wake people up, to let them realize the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even took oaths, like over here in this surah. But what did these people do? They did not believe. So then what do they deserve? Complete retribution. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. أَلَمْ نُهْلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. أَلَمْ did not نُهْلِك, we destroy, الْأَوَّلِينَ, the former peoples. Meaning, how come these people denied the truth? Did we not destroy before them the former peoples? Meaning the ancients, those who came first in this world? First, meaning amongst humanity, the early generations of humanity, were they not destroyed for the wrong they did? Who are these early generations. Who are these former peoples, the ancients? It's nations like the people of Nuh alayhi salam, or the people of Ad, the people of Thamud. They're ancients. They came thousands of years before us. But when they denied their messengers, were they not destroyed? Weren't they? Yes. ثُمَّ then نُتْبِعُهُمْ We made to follow them. الْآخِرِينَ The later ones. So the former people, the ancients, they came, they denied their messengers, they were destroyed, they were gone. Then after them came الْآخِرِينَ The later nations. The nations who came after them. But what happened with them? These are nations like the people of Lut alayhi salam, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, people of Madian. What did they do? They also denied their messengers. So نُتْبِعُهُمْ They followed their ancestors in denial, and then we followed in the same manner of dealing with them. That just as we destroyed the former people, we destroyed these also. كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ Thus do we deal with the criminals, no matter who they are, from the ancients, or from those who came after them, or those that are here today, or those that will come later. It's not when they come to this world, it's about their actions. مُجْرِمِينَ It's about their actions. So we see over here, mankind is divided in three groups. The first group is who? Of the awwaleen, ancients. They denied, finished. The second group is of who? Al-akhirin, those who came after them. And the third group is of who? Those who will come after them, meaning those who are there right now. Think about the time when this was revealed. People at the time of the Prophet ﷺ until the Day of Judgment. So Allah says, كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ No matter who a person is, where they live, in what part of the world, in what time period, in whatever era, if they commit jurm, if they commit crime, then they will be dealt with in the same way. As Allah says in Surah Nisa, ayah 123, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ Whoever does evil, then he is recompensed for it. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ So woe that day. Which day? The Day of Judgment. To who? To the deniers. Meaning those who denied, even after they saw clear proofs, they saw what happened to the people before them. They saw exemplary punishment, yet they did not take heed. So woe to them who don't learn. أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ Allah asks, أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ Did we not create you مِمْ مَاءٍ مَهِينَ From a liquid that is disdained? مَهِينَ What is مَهِينَ مِمْ هَانُونَ That which is despicable. Any worthless, not worth any importance. Disgusting. You don't talk about it. If it falls somewhere, it's supposed to be washed away. What is this ma'im maheen? This disdained liquid that the human being is created from. It's the sperm. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ Then we placed it فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ In a firm lodging. In a qarar, in a lodging, that is makin, that is firm. Qarar, qaf, ra, ra. What is qarar? A place of stay, an abode. Meaning where someone stays for a while. And the womb is described as a qarar. Because that is where this ma'im maheen stays for a long time. 9 months. And it's not just a qarar, it is makin. It is firm. Makin, mim kaf noon, is that which is secure, firmly established. كَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفْ So, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ And really, you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes this to Himself, that we placed it. We placed it. Because if Allah's permission is not there, no egg can be fertilized. No egg. No woman would conceive. And really, sometimes it's amazing that there is nothing wrong. Meaning the reproductive functions are perfectly fine in the man and the woman. But there's fertility problems. Why? Allah's idhn is not there. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ We place it. And really the journey of the sperm all the way to the point of fertilization, this is an incredible journey. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ And then the womb is described as a secure place. How is it secure? How? Yes. Okay, it's covered all around. What else? Thick muscular layer. Okay, and then the layers of the abdomen and whatnot. So it's firm in that sense, right? Protective in that sense. What else? Yes, provided its nourishment. If you think about it, the womb is what? It's dark, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِي غُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ Right? In three layers of darkness. And when something is dark, what does it mean? Even light cannot come through. If light cannot come through, then can anything else come through? No. It's amazing how it is protected, that nothing harmful can reach there. Exactly. I mean, sometimes, really, the mother has a certain condition. The mother has a certain condition. I know of a sister who discovered that she had cancer while she was pregnant. Now just imagine, such a tricky situation, right? I mean, do you go for chemo or what? It's going to affect the baby. But the baby was born perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ I mean, the mother has something in her system, but the baby in the womb is protected. Another sister once told me she used to live in Norway. And she said her neighbor, she was drug addict, you know, alcohol abuse, everything was going on in her life. She said, throughout her pregnancy, she would drink and she would have drugs and whatnot, and her baby's perfectly fine. I mean, a miracle, but that's the thing. قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doing. He protects the baby inside. So, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ Until a qadar, an extent that is ma'loom, that is known. Meaning a time period that is known to who? To Allah alone. Allah decides when the baby is to come out. إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا So we decreed, we determined what? Everything regarding that baby. Not just how long it is to stay in that secure place, in that womb, but everything else related to the baby also. Who decrees it? Allah decrees it. Like what? Its physical appearance, abilities, destiny, age, everything. Like in a hadith we learned that an angel is sent after the 40 days and the angel says, Ya Rabbi, this is mudgha, Ya Rabbi, this is... You know, at every stage the angel says and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angel to record his deeds, his lifespan, whether he would be shaqi or sa'id. Right? Whether it would be male or female. So, فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ Allah says, نِعْمَ So how excellent. Al-Qadirun are the Qadirun, meaning those who determine. This is plural of royalty being used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning how excellent are we to determine. Meaning whatever Allah decrees for His servant, even at this stage, how is it? It is excellent because it is according to His wisdom. And when something is excellent, it is worthy of being praised. And really, when a baby is born, no matter what deficiency or what, you know, problem even it may have, it's still beautiful. Isn't it? There's so much more that is worthy of praise. You know, sometimes children are born with certain disabilities. Right from birth, they're having, you know, problems even breathing. Their heart has a serious issue or their lungs have a certain issue. But the feet are beautiful and the face is beautiful and everything is so beautiful. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Ayah 57, Allah says, نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْ لَا تُصَدِّقُونَ We created you. Why don't you believe? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ Have you ever considered that which you emit? أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ Do you create it? The sperm, the egg, are you the ones who create it? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ Or are we the ones who create it? And here, just from the beginning, the conception, through all the stages of pregnancy and then finally birth, who does it? Allah. So then how can you deny your Lord? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ So woe that day to who? To those who deny. Because they dare to deny after Allah has shown them His signs, His miracles. And of the greatest miracles is your very existence, your very body, your birth, your life, the way your body functions. And if that does not prove to you the existence of your Creator, then وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ Woe that day to those who deny. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا Now another proof is being mentioned. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ Did we not make الْأَرْضَ the earth كِفَاتًا as a container? كِفَاتًا كَافَاتًا Kifat is basically used for something that holds or contains within it, encloses things within it. This is kifat. So the word kift is also used for a lunchbox, not a lunch bag. Because from a bag your sandwich can fall out, right? But a box is what? It's contained within the box. Whatever food you will put in the box, it will stay there. It's not coming out. Right? So this is kift. Kafata is dhamma. To gather and to collect, to enclose within. So, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا Have we not made the earth a container? A container. Container in what way? Meaning something that has enclosed within it. It has enclosed what within it? أَحْيَاءً The living ones. وَأَمْوَاتًا And the dead ones. أَحْيَاء Plural of حَيْ أَمْوَات Plural of مَيِّت Meaning the earth is such that it sustains those who are alive and it keeps those who are dead. And this is such an amazing thing. You know, this is why they say that the generation of waste is what? A sign of, a proof of the fact that we are not using our resources properly. We are misallocating them. There is mismanagement. We know we're doing something wrong because the earth is such that it recycles everything within it. So if we are playing with nature to such an extent that we are making things that can never be decomposed, or that will take thousands of years, if not millions, to decompose, we're doing something wrong. You know, every plastic straw that was ever made still exists on this planet? Straw. And how casually take a straw? Let me just take five. Just in case I drop one and I lose the second one and something happens to the third one and the fourth one, I chew down too much. Let me just take five because they're free, you know. And how much waste do we generate? That we are literally destroying this earth. Every piece of plastic that was ever made. You know, a friend of mine, I don't know if I mentioned the story to you, but they told me about how in Pakistan, they had their property. On one side of it, they would just throw their garbage over there. Because there's no proper waste system, right? It's not like on garbage day, you'll put your garbage out and somebody will come and pick it up and take it away. No, you have to figure out ways yourself of throwing away your garbage. So they said they would just throw it on one side of their property. And then after some time, they just buried it up. And they forgot about it. This was like in 1980s. Okay? What happened now, very recently, they decided, let's build a bigger house. So they wanted to dig up. And as they started the digging process, they found their garbage dump. And you know what they found in it? Soiled diapers from the 1980s. Soiled diapers. Completely intact. Completely intact, not decomposed at all. This is what we're doing to the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the earth such that it contains the dead and the living. Where are the living ones? On the surface of the earth. They survive. Their food comes from the earth. And where are the dead? They're supposed to go inside the earth and decompose, right? And get back into that system. This is how the natural system of the earth is. It's whole. It's circular. That you produce some garbage, but it goes into the earth, it's decomposed, and then it goes back. It's used in some other way. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. In Bombay, there was a time when, you know, usually they have monsoon rains when it rains for days, and the water flooded the place and it wasn't going into the soil, and there was so much damage to houses and everything. And they discovered that this was all due to the years of plastic that was thrown in the ground. The plastic, it blocks the water from seeping into the soil. And they had so much damage and thing. So I think every time we take a plastic bag in the stores or we throw it in the house, we have to think, where is it going? The thermocol, the plastics, all the stuff that, you know, it doesn't decompose easily.
Yes. I mean, this is facade. You know, facade is what? When something decays and goes bad, this is what we're doing to the earth. So, أحياءً وأمواتًا. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the earth as. A container, something that is to keep within it, a system that is to keep within it those who are sustained, those who are alive, and also deal with who? Those who are dead. أحياءً وأمواتًا. And basically, what this verse is telling us is that no matter what need we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fulfilled it where? Where? In this earth for us. We don't need to go to Mars to get something, right? Or try to find a way to some other planet and, you know, get some very important stuff which is necessary for our survival, you know, from outer space. No. Whatever we need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it in this earth for us. In Surah Taha, ayah 53, Allah says, الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِن نَبَاتٍ شَتَّى. You don't have to go somewhere else to access water. It'll fall on you. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا. And we have made in the earth, رَوَاسِ, firmly set mountains. Firmly or deeply rooted mountains. We have done this word many times before. Shamikhatin, this is new. Mountains that are shamikhat. Shamikhat, plural of the word shamikha. Sheen, mim, kha. And this is used for something that is huge, that is tall. So, shamikhat meaning huge mountains, soaring, huge. وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ. And we have given you to drink. مَاءً, water, that is فُرَاتَ, that is sweet. فَرَاتَ, فَرَاتَ يَفْرُوتُ. If you think about it, there's so much water in the oceans, in the seas. But can we drink it? No. But there is also fresh water, sweet water, stores in the earth. Right? And that is the water that we can drink, and that is the water that we can irrigate our lands with. But if you think about it, most of this ma'an furata comes from where? From rain. So, وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ, we have given you to drink sweet water. Surah Waqi'ah, ayah 68, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Have you ever looked at the water that you drink? Have you ever looked at it? Have you ever seen it? Yeah, of course we've seen it. But أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ, have you reflected on it? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ. Are you the ones who bring it down from rain clouds? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Or are we the ones who send it down? لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا. If we wanted, we could have made that water falling from the clouds bitter and salty. Can you imagine? Because most of the water that goes up into the sky goes from where? The oceans. So technically, that's salty water. So if salty water is going up, salty water should be falling down. But it doesn't. فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. So why are you not grateful? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So woe that day to those who deny. Those who deny after Allah has shown them all these blessings. After Allah has bestowed exclusively upon them all these blessings. And how did they respond to Allah? With denial. So, waylun, woe to them. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا.
فالعاصفات عصفا والناشرات نشرا فالفارقات فرقا فالملقيات ذكرا عذرا أو نذرا إنما توعدون لواقع فإذا النجوم طمست وإذا السماء فرجت وإذا الجبال نسفت وإذا الرسل أقتت لأي يوم أجلت ليوم الفصل وما أدراك ما يوم الفصل ويل يومئذ للمكذبين ألم نهلك الأولين ثم نتبعهم الآخرين كذلك نفعل بالمجرمين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين ألم نخلقكم من ماء مهين فجعلناه في قرار مكين إلى قدر معلوم فقدرنا فنعم القادرون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين ألم نجعل الأرض كفاتا أحياء وأمواتا وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات وأسقيناكم ماء فراتا ويل يومئذ للمكذبين